Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, friends. Today's episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus gives you total control to watch thousands of shows anytime, anywhere. Watch classic shows or catch up on current episodes of Saturday Night Live, South Park, Community, and so much more. Act now, and TMOS listeners get a cool special deal, an absolutely free extended trial of Hulu Plus. Just go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. You'll love it.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
Thank you.
I know.
Greetings, citizens.
Hi, Mike.
It is Thursday. On Thursday, Rob brings in a giant canvas sack. And inside that sack is correspondence.
That's right.
Mail, if you will.
I will. On you Tuesday, will. I bring in a canvas sack with a dollar sign on it, and that's full of money.
Yeah, yeah. But for cash, because we're so flush.
Oh, we are. We just can't spend it all. We haven't enough time
to spend all the money.
But today is letters, Mike.
It's letters, now birthdays, now tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to our world.
Welcome to my world.
After 12 failed fertility treatments, Craig and Amber Enfield are proud to welcome Jace Charlotte Enfield.
Yes.
Truly good things are worth the struggle. Would you not agree?
I would agree, Mike.
She is 19 inches, 7 pounds, 3 ounces, and she is destined to be Mike O'Mara's daughter-in-law.
That's awesome.
No, if she was going to be my daughter-in-law, she'd have to be born 20 years from now. I meant to hit the laugh track.
That's all right.
Enough of that.
Joke was knocking at the door.
We have another birth announcement, and it's nice that we have we've actually rolled birth announcements into our birthdays. I think that's nice.
What I like is every week we compete for our youngest listener.
And it's really great that our audience is so GD fertile.
Yeah.
Also, a birth announcement for Claire Campbell. We want Claire to be healthy, so it will be great if Jack Ken Cook could warn her about the dangers of carcinogens.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Claire, avoid smoking cigarettes and anything else with carcinogenic properties.
What about diet soda?
Diet soda is filled with that cancer-causing agent, saccharin.
Saccharin?
And for God's sakes, don't go into a bloody building filled with asbestos. It will kill you, man.
This is the owner of the Washington Redskins.
Yes, we have to say that now.
Back when they were good.
Plenty in our listening audience don't remember him. Yeah. Washington, D.C.'s own Rodrigo Latonia.
Hola.
Yes.
Is now the big 4-0 and no longer contractually obligated to be a douchebag.
You know, I actually know his sister.
Really?
She's in our supper club in our neighborhood.
Your small supper world. Club?
Yeah, you know, we have four.
What is this, 1955?
It is. You're the one that talked about saccharin. We have four couples we get together once a month and have dinner.
That's pretty suburban and cool.
It's very cool. It's and great couples.
Is that the one where they put the keys in the fishbowl at the end, too?
Yes. I've never actually gotten his sister.
Okay.
But you know what? Yeah, but you know, we do it once a month, so we'll see. I got his brother-in-law once.
Well,
you know who his brother-in-law is? Remember the guy who had the case of the Dugs?
No.
The guy who went out to the bar and then ended up throwing up in the parking lot?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that's Doug, and that's his wife is the lady.
Well, I'd love to join your supper club.
Well, you have to audition.
Not! As a D.C. resident, he is one of the very few that can actually understand the Metro train announcements.
Supper club. This is the orange line to the supper club, Ralph's Fuel. Metro orange line to Ralph's Fuel House, supper club. Doors open on the.
What side?
Doors open on the. Right.
Stage yourself in the middle.
This is Farragut Chinatown, supper club.
Okay. Time for some Chinese.
Molly Quinlan is now 51 years old. I love that movie, The Exorcism of Molly Quinlan.
Yeah, it was good. And she's glad she made it.
It was so much fun. Played by that lady that's on Dexter.
Yes, exactly.
Can you believe that, Oscar, that Molly Quinlan's 51?
Didn't know that. Didn't know that.
Oscar, he puts that in
just because you don't pay attention.
Yeah, Molly Quinlan. She's on Dexter.
Sure, Molly Quinlan, of course. Oh, Molly Quinlan.
Yeah, she's on Dexter.
He was paying attention pretty good there.
Yeah, you know, I need to bury him deeper next time.
Josh. Oh, one of Rob's favorite people, Josh Whiting.
Yes.
Loves the show and says that he just can't get enough of Oscar's misogynistic comments. Could our houseboy, Charlie, please record an answering machine message for him as a birthday present?
Will you?
Okay.
All right. Hold on. I'm going to have your music and everything, Charlie, okay?
Please.
Charlie's Durang Stabilek.
Hello. You've reached Josh Whiting's house. He ain't home now. Might not be home for a while. So you want to leave a message because...
he's a busy man.
Or he might have passed. Anyway, leave your number. You know the drill. At the beep. Ciao.
That was fantastic.
That was right, awesome.
Too.
Yeah, very, very good.
I might
good.
Need one of those.
Brent Sewell just turned 28, and he says that TMOS is the best 79 minutes and 35 seconds of his day. He'd love a greeting from his favorite jockey DJ, Gary Stevens.
You remember him? You remember him from the Kentucky Derby?
Hi, Gary Stevens.
That's right.
How you doing? I'm a Gary Stevens. I wrote almost wrote a winner at the Preakness. Came up a little short, Gary Stevens.
I remember you tried really hard to bone the female jockey. Gary.
Yeah, that's right. Wanted to climb on top of her, right in the paddock.
Yeah.
Gary Stevens.
Gary Stevens.
Yeah, you know, the horses are the only things that are, endowed, if you know what I mean, Gary Stevens.
Hey, don't you host the Gary Stevens show?
It's the Gary Stevens get-together.
Okay, of course. Yeah,
it's the, we've modified the name just a little bit since I moved to the Midwest.
Yeah.
We're calling it the Gary Stevens Grassroots Get-Together.
Oh, I think that's... Oh, do you raise a political action?
Yeah, we do. We try to get local communities to affect legislators in their own communities to better their communities.
Have you boned any legislators?
I try every day.
Who are you?
Gary Stevens on the Gary Stevens Grassroots Get-Together. Thank you. Congrats to Brian Powers of Portland, Oregon, who turned 35 this week. He loves our show, to which we say thank you, or in the words of Wayne Newton,
Dark as Shane.
Hey, Chris Jones. Chris Jones.
Yes.
Happy birthday from your fiance, Courtney, your brother, Kenny, and your mom. You are 42 years old, just like Rob Spiewak and Elvis when he died. Here's a little journey for your birthday.
You want to do ready to talk it up?
Sure. Okay.
Washington's best music, 105 WABA.
It'll be a celebratory weekend in the Jones family. That's right, Mama Jones, Kenny Jones, and the soon-to-be Mrs. Courtney Jones, all gathering at the Jones Casa to have a big celebratory salute to Chris Jones, who happens to be 42 years old. Baby!
Just a small town girl.
I hate it when you have to put a baby in there, but
still,
I came
I like
up
it.
Short.
There's nothing happier than a, Mike, there's nothing happier than a baby.
Baby.
I think you know that for true.
Yesterday was the 46th birthday of Laura Fausone. Which rhymes with Stallone. Fassone.
Right.
All right, so Fassone. Laura Fassone, that is a great cue for a birthday impression. Working my ass
I
off
told today. You were going to work today.
What is it? Do you want Sly or do you want Jacqueline?
I want Jacqueline, of course.
No. Okay, how about that Laura Fassone rhymes with Stallone? Maybe when she gets to be 60 so she can have plastic surgery with my husband. He's a doctor.
Yeah, he is a doctor.
Yeah.
How are your dogs?
They're good. I'll have them get together with Laura Fassone and predict her future.
How come you talk and the part of your face that moves is not your mouth?
If I take my tiara off, I'm sorry, my turban off.
Don't take your turban off.
Blue and veiny underneath.
Don't do it.
How old is Frank Stallone?
Frank Stallone? Doesn't matter. He's dead to me.
What, really?
My unsuccessful son.
He had a hit record.
Disco crap.
He likes Sly still?
Yeah, I love Sly. Yeah,
does he come over and see the dogs?
I don't know. He doesn't like the doctor.
All right. Hey, Dan Town. Yes. Hey, I know Dan Town. I think Dan Town might have sent me that book, but I'm not sure that I'm reading right now.
Okay.
About Whitey Bulger. Dan Town wants nothing more for his birthday than for us to play the German march entitled Erica. Nothing more. Dan's a weird guy. That's strange.
Yeah.
Now, what's more unsettling is that he requested it. Is that unsettling, or is it that Oscar that Rob actually has?
Rob
this?
Didn't have to go far to get it.
Right. No, I had it. I really did. I had it in iTunes.
Is this like Nazi stuff?
Who knows?
Jesus Christ.
Well, where does the 70 cents go to?
Well, it's in Rob's collection, Dan. Oh, and Dan also wants your helmet. We don't know why.
Yeah.
All right, why don't you go... I would send correspondent to... What's his name?
The Fuhrer?
No, who's the guy that wears the German uniforms? I'm blocking on his name right
Keith
now.
Keith Olbermann?
The guy, the right-wing guy that had the march on Washington, D.C. Why are we blocking
him? Because we hate him.
Glenn Beck.
That's right.
Thank you very
Jack
much.
Jackass.
Mark Kendall is turning either 58 or 59. Isn't it funny when somebody, because I always think I'm having a senior moment when that happens, but when somebody is that removed from the national consciousness,
you don't pull
it as easily. Yeah. Weird. It just goes to know. You know, it goes to show you, like, in 100 years, people might completely forget him.
I hope so.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that special? I hope we don't have to wait 100 years.
Mark Kendall is turning either 58 or 59, but his sons aren't sure because they're douchebags.
That's awesome.
And now the governor will belittle his sons, Jim and Dan, for not sweating the details. How are you going to wish somebody a happy birthday if you don't even know how old he is? Because you're so selfish, and Mark has provided for you all these years, and you don't even choose to know exactly what his birth date is.
Is your son, does he know how old you are?
Yeah.
The one by the housekeeper, I mean.
Yeah, he was conceived on a washing machine. Thank you very much.
His name is Ken Moore.
Incidentally, it wouldn't kill Jim, and I'm talking about Jim Kendall, to wear a shirt in his Facebook status picture either.
Yeah. Nice job, fella.
That wouldn't kill you, Jim.
Yeah, Jim.
Happy 7th to Jacob Hammerstone of Sparks, Nevada. He'd love some sincere felicitations from Frankie the Wonder Dog on his big day. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Here almost comes. There, Mike. Almost there.
Here he comes.
We're going to bring Frankie, and we have to open the kitchen
doors.
And then the family room doors. Oh, here he is. Hi, Frankie.
Hey.
You're out of breath?
What's the matter?
What's going on?
Hey, birthdays are so special. Hey. My birthday.
How old are you?
I'm 4.
Which is 28 in human years.
I am 4 years old. I am 4 years old. Thank you very much. That's good. I'd like to say to Jacob Hammerstone of Sparks, Nevada, I have a tip for you on your birthday. This will be good for you. What I want you to do is I want you to go into a corner of your house that is not well traveled. Someplace that...
a corner that is the road less traveled?
Hold on. I got to drag my butt across the floor.
Oh no.
No one wants that.
See, that hits the spot. Bueno.
That's a bad spot.
Hey, you know what I do on my birthday, Jacob?
Why?
I find a spot in the house where nobody walks around a lot and take a nice big dump. Okay? Feliz Navidad. Well, that's Christmas, right?
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Cumpleaños feliz.
Yeah.
No, Feliz Cumpleaños.
Feliz Cumpleaños. Okay, so I didn't study it in school. Okay,
what do you got going on for the rest of the day now?
I gotta go, okay? We got this is a short segment, for Christ's sake, Rob.
Hi, Frankie.
All right.
He's so impatient.
Jesus. Yeah, I'm sorry.
He is.
Frankie. Wow. Okay,
like
let
his
me
papa.
See. And now, a name that George Carlin would hate, Caleb. Caleb. Yes, it's Caleb Sobchak Sutherland. Today he's 18. Happy birthday, you fancy lad.
Excuse me. Is Caleb Sobchak Sutherland here?
Hello.
Today he's 18. Happy birthday. And you should celebrate by buying some smokes and voting. Get to do both legally.
That's right.
Let us close with the letter of the week, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo!
The letter of the week.
Let's do this.
From Jeremy Henson to Mike, Oscar, and Rob. I wanted to drop you a line and say thank you. You guys are always helping your listeners out, but today you went above and beyond. I was preparing my lunch today and turned on episode number 874, entitled Mullen. Imagine my utter surprise when you began giving advice about scrambled eggs. I looked at my counter, and I surveyed the eggs, bacon, sausage, cheese, sour cream, and salsa. I'm low-carbing it. I literally made my scrambled eggs as you guys were going over the 9 steps.
Isn't this great?
These were the best effing eggs I ever made. I make scrambled eggs all the time. But never pulled them off early or bothered whipping them just before I threw them on the griddle. Once again, you have informed me, educated me, and blown my freaking mind. Thank you to Jeremy Henson, and that's good. The Mike O'Mara Show, helping people raise their cholesterol since 2009. Start the show, Rob, you hum.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for now.
outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Should I make a joke about my mother-in-law?
Yes, in America, that's a very popular joke. Do you have a mother-in-law joke?
Yes.
All right.
I had sex time with my mother-in-law.
You had sex with your mother-in-law?
Yes.
I don't think that Americans would find that funny.
No, it is not a joke.
Do you have a joke about your mother-in-law?
No, why make a joke on a mother-in-law? Do you ever laugh on people with a retardation?
Here in America, we try not to make fun of or be funny with things that people don't choose.
But perhaps you have not seen someone with a very funny retardation. My brother Bilo have a very funny retardation. Sometime my sister, she show her vagina to my brother Bilo and say, "You will never get this, you will never get this, la 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 la." He behind this cage, crazy, crazy, everybody laughs. She go, "You never get this." But one time he break a cage and he get this. And then we all laugh, high five.
Now, no, that would not be funny in America, okay?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
No way.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now,
from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Bilo.
His brother Bilo.
Bilo, that was funny. Live from Studio 1K in the Fiberplex Broadcast Center, this is the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded worldwide 19.5 million times. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com, 102.9 FM WTNT in Washington, D.C., and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa.
What are you
I'm
doing?
A pro. Anyway, today's show is brought to you by our great friends at Patriot Harley-Davidson. Now listen.
Listen.
Got some ideas for you here. Don't ride a Harley-Davidson because it gets you about 50 miles to the gallon. Don't do that.
No, not that.
Don't ride a Harley because it's easier to park and gets you in HOT and HOV lanes. Don't bother with that.
No, not that.
Don't ride a Harley because they start at just $6 a day.
Don't do that.
Ride a Harley because it will move your soul. That's right, baby. It will move your soul. I can say it changed my life. Put something fun between your legs.
Shock jock.
Learn to ride with the Rider's Edge New Rider Course. It is a rider training course that is designed to teach you the basics of motorcycle operation in an atmosphere that's pure Harley Davidson. I get this when I'm in parking lots. I get this wherever I go. People will come up and say, "Yeah, I'm thinking about doing it."
Yeah.
If you're thinking about a motorcycle, the best way to get involved without a commitment to buying a big motorcycle is to take the course where they provide the motorcycles for you.
Absolutely.
And learn how to do it. I took the training way back when.
Sure.
And I'm so glad I did. And the Rider's Edge New Rider course can put you on a bike in just a few days. If you're saying this is the time to do it, just like I did.
Right.
I wanted to ride. So I said, but I want to get training before I do that. The New Rider course can do that. Even if you've never ridden, they will put you on a bike because they will give you the training you need to get on a bike and get on a bike with confidence.
So a total greenhorn could walk in there without any knowledge,
absolutely,
any skill, and they can put you on a bike in a couple of
100%. It is
wow.
a very, very expensive
wow.
course. And here is the fun part, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready? This is the... No, I shouldn't put that
what
music
that?
In there. There we go. This is the fun part. You can take your class with Radio's Oscar Santana.
Hey!
That's right. Oscar will be joining a limited number of folks, if they sign up first, for the Rider's Edge New Rider Course. Now, this is designed for people in the greater Washington, D.C. area. But if you're somebody that's listening to me in Pennsylvania,
sure.
If you're listening to me in West Virginia, if you're listening to me in Delaware, you want to come up and take it, take the course with Oscar. It'll join him for the Rider's Edge New Rider Course. If you act fast, you can join Oscar in his class. All you have to do is go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on Oscar Ride. It's right there on our homepage.
You'll be right by the Bolivian chopper.
Sign up for a class today and discover why life starts on the edge.
Yeah.
Patriot Harley-Davidson is proud to be a winner of Harley-Davidson's coveted Bar and Shield Award for each of the last 7 years. It is a stellar dealership.
The best.
Only 5 other dealers in the country join Patriot in that honor. And sign up with Oscar. You looking forward to it?
Yes. You won't just learn about how to ride safely, how to stay alive on the road.
Exactly.
Or, and just how to ride in general, but you also learn about all the behind the scenes from the TMOS crew. I'll mm-hmm. give you all the skin.
Are you going to dish the dirt?
No, yes. Loose lips sink ships.
That is not what I signed up for. I am not drinking Merlot. So anyway, really, I want to thank Lyndon and Jessica and Robin and everybody over at Patriot Harley-Davidson and Bob, the main man over there,
yes,
who's also a good friend of mine. It is a wonderful, wonderful dealership.
The best dealership.
I have purchased 3 motorcycles from that dealership.
Yeah, this week.
They really... Why?
Why? Why?
I'm in the same financial zip code as you. Why must you still do that?
Mike, the jokes never die.
I will be picking on you later in the show.
Uh-oh.
Because of that.
I will find something.
I will find your Achilles heel. Let's go to King's Dominion for the 80th time this week. That'll expand our horizons. Anyway, there. That's it. I'm out now. Now I'm done. Now we're even. My third motorcycle, because I'm so
in
scary
30
wealthy.
Years. Yes. 30 years.
It was simply a joke. No, I thought that's why you brought me in.
I don't like that joke.
That's
it's
a
the
bad
second
joke.
Time I've yelled in the
it's
beginning
a
of
bad
the show.
Joke.
So, anywho, join Oscar for that. Should be a lot of fun. I think you'll have a good time.
They will.
Gary okay. Stevens.
Gary Stevens. Hi, Gary Stevens. Gary Stevens, get together. Really, and just on a side note, we say about all our advertisers, please, you got to make us look good
for
my friends down there.
Please do.
It'll be a lot of fun.
Like, you got to fill that class up, in an hour.
Yeah, it's not going to be
that's what today I want
today would be
to
great.
Today,
yeah.
If you did it today, it would be like super deluxe
awesome.
Special. Be incredible. But you're going to be, you're very accessible.
I'm pumped.
And people, there will be no added pressure that you will be taking the course with listeners that want to learn for the ride. Women too, men and women, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Men and women.
And Rider's Edge. And again, there's a lot of courses around the country, but these guys teach you, they go above and beyond to how to navigate certain areas, what you do in certain situations that other courses may not.
And now, it's not automatic. I found that out the hard way. I mean, it's not the hard way, but I found that out on my own, that it's not the way you would think it is. There is a skill and a technique.
It's counterintuitive.
That is.
Counterintuitive.
Some of the stuff is, absolutely.
A lot of fun.
On the program today, I wanted to talk about this. I wanted to talk about the fact that my eyes, for those that may be more
what
elderly
happened to
than
his
I,
eyes?
Let me take just for a period of example for the Ustreamers here.
Please.
Let me take my glasses off and show you how I look without them.
Okay.
Shaved is a no. I'm sorry.
More
I'm
exotic magazine.
I am all over the place today. No, it seems to me that I'm up in the room last night. The baby is finally settled down, and I don't want to watch any tube. I want to do a regular book, which I haven't gotten a book that wasn't on a Kindle or on a tablet for a long time.
So what you're saying is, as the baby is beginning to focus, you're losing the ability
I
to
seem
focus.
To be. I believe this is going to be what the trend is.
Yeah, I think
maybe
so.
Maybe he's draining your powers.
As the baby is learning to
he's
walk.
He's absorbing your weight.
I'm losing my ability to walk. Once the baby, acquires full speech, I will be I joke, but sometimes there's a little truth in humor.
I know.
But anyway, I noticed that my deterioration of my prescription
last night.
And last night I'm reading a regular book and I'm looking at the pages and I'm going, okay, I've got these little bifocal things.
Yes.
Here,
right.
And I'm looking down and like my watch, for example. Now I have to go that far.
Oh, you always cock back.
And I used to. That used to be my watch.
When
I first got the prescription, I look at the watch like that. Now it's blurry.
You're closer.
Now I have to pull it this far
away.
The old Groucho Marx joke is I can't read this. If my arms were longer, I could read this.
Right, exactly.
Because you're having to get further and further away from your face.
But I don't want to go through the dog and pony show, but I'm thinking I may need to go in and get like a brand new eye.
Give it a few days because allergies are insane right now. And
that's going to blame
makes,
everything.
Well,
out.
My eyes hurt right now. My eyes do hurt. Now, I don't know if it's going to affect vision.
No.
I can see wonderfully.
You know the Chris Rock
can't
bit,
quite make out your shirt.
The Chris Rock bit. Okay, I'm wearing a bright shirt. Thank you very much.
Safety first.
It's always allergies. Everything. Do you do that to your own family? Like I know you had a
yes.
Thank God your son survived pediatric leukemia.
Yes,
and
but you know what? That was made worse by allergies.
A strain. I mean, you blame
you
everything.
Think,
on,
if you think
you
cancer
now
is
blamed,
bad,
you have now gone into new territory by blaming bad eyesight on.
Like
allergies?
If you think cancer is bad, try cancer with a headache. It's the worst.
Like a sinus headache?
Yeah, it's bad. No, but allergies are bad. And you know what's funny is I'll call my dad. My dad is, of course, in the Eastern Shore.
Right.
And I'll just call him. The first thing I'll say, how's your head today? He says,
you say, hold on, Rob. I'm on Facebook taking a look at some pictures of Poon.
Yeah. Who's this new friend you have
here? Surfing some dames, getting some Facebook trim.
Way to go, Jessica. I love that last picture. I'm horny, Bob.
How sticky is his keyboard?
How did I give Rob's father a southern accent?
Well, because he's on the Eastern Shore, I guess.
I'm a horny Bob Spiewak.
I love HBS.
But yes, I call him out and say, how's your head? He says, allergies are horrible. And that's how I know that we're both synced up, is that we both get the same symptoms at the same time.
You have required me to go to Google first time.
But I don't know. When you talked about your eyes giving you trouble, it could be a complicating factor, especially if it came on that sudden. Your vision shouldn't deteriorate that
fast. Well, why don't we put it into the answer man?
Sure. The answer man?
Why don't we put it in there?
That's my answer man is my favorite.
Allergies.
Hey, Rob, I've got a spot on my liver. Allergies.
You're allergic to that 10th bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah.
It's got to be allergies, Oscar. Got to be allergies.
Answer man is my favorite feature on the Gary Stevens grassroots get-together.
Your eyes are affected by allergies in much the same way as the rest of you is affected by allergies.
How's that?
Your conjunctiva is the mucous membrane that lines your eyes. When an allergen comes in contact with it, your immune system kicks in.
Yes.
There it is.
Oh, it's kicking in.
Instead of just letting it go, your body produces antibodies to fight off what it perceives to be an invading substance. The antibodies trigger chemicals, including histamine.
Oh, and you might want to take an antihistamine.
Which cause allergic symptoms. These symptoms can affect your eyes in the form of itching, burning, and tearing. Your eyes can also turn red and become puffy. Nothing about vision.
Okay, well, you know what I was trying to do? Actually trying to give you some hope.
If you can't prevent your exposure to allergens that affect your eyes, there are some medications that help relieve the discomfort. Blah, blah, blah. Medical websites suck.
Oh, they do.
Medical websites are the worst.
Yes.
When somebody, like, say you say, I've had this sore throat for a week and a half, and you go on there, what you will get is 50 people saying they've had a sore throat for a week and a half.
Yeah.
You will not get any like clear indication. At least I haven't found the best
one. My doctor says that medical websites have done more to increase business for him than anything.
Because
it does is you call and say, oh my God, I think it's cancer. I'm pretty sure it's throat cancer.
Right.
Might be eye cancer, Mike. Go to the web and check it out.
No, but I don't think it has anything to do with it. I think it is a slow deterioration.
When did you last get your eyes checked?
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
You are 42. You're 42. Have you noticed any decline in your vision at 42?
Yeah, I think so.
Because vision is the first thing ever, before I even got gray hair, I noticed that that was the first. Somebody asked me, what's the worst thing about getting older? And the worst thing about getting older is your eyes. That's the very first thing.
How old were you
go.
When you first started to see them?
Mid-40s.
Really?
My mid-40s. That's when I, and then it's just been kind of steady, steady. And then when I received a rude awakening is when I got, about maybe 5 years ago, I went and I got my little prescription, my eyeglasses, and they said to me, oh, it's cumulative. It will be, it'll be steady. It'll
bifocals.
Be steady and do that, and that's the way it goes. So I guess by the end of the time, you've got Coke bottles on.
Well, either that or you'll
so
be
F my
selling
life.
Pencils.
FML!
No, you're fine. It's Mike, SMH. I think you're going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. What's SMH?
Shake my head.
Oh, I forgot. Damn it.
I don't know any of those.
I hate that one, by the way. Shake my head. They'll put up a picture of a sign. It's like some stupid sign. You know what? I could have used it yesterday. At Costco, they've got the Christmas stuff on.
Oh, my God. Will you please shop through Amazon for once in your effing life?
Allergy medicine yesterday.
Seriously. If we got paid by Costco for every time he mentions Costco.
We just had a meeting yesterday.
He doesn't do it. He doesn't. He chooses that because it's his routine. It's his. It's King's
Needed.
Dominion. Not a sponsor, and it's Costco. Not a sponsor.
Needed pills. Needed pills yesterday.
You can buy them on Amazon.
Needed them yesterday.
Hold on a second.
Needed them
Prime
yesterday.
Prime will get it
Hold
to
on.
You
no.
ASAP.
I understand. Right. I bought the follow-up.
Hey Mike,
pills.
Do you remember that 3-hour meeting we had yesterday? Remember that graph, the bar graph with beautiful colors, easy to read.
It was great. Even Mike could see it.
All right. I'm going to the website right now.
You're such a hump.
I'm going to the website.
No
Rob,
longer is Andrew Langer.
Name your product
hump.
Right
you
now.
You are.
Name a product?
The product you just held up to me.
It was, it's Claritin D.
Oh.
Oh, boy, that's unusual.
Oh, my goodness.
But right, you don't understand. I
Hold
needed
on.
It.
Stop. How much did you pay for it?
I paid $5 for 24 tablets, I think.
24 tablets?
Yes.
Okay. You can get a, let me see.
Call it 6, because I'm sure there
24?
Was some breakage. Yes.
All right, $13.55, you can get 45 tablets.
Oh!
Yeah, but you know what?
On Amazon.
That's why I bought it on Amazon as soon as I got home. But I needed the small package yesterday because my head was splitting.
Mike used to be the LVP like 2 years ago.
What's the LVP?
Least valuable player.
As far as sponsors are concerned?
Yeah. Rob has taken the cake.
Well, you know what? I can strive.
Please.
And I can resume my former
status.
This is
what you do. You go through the MichaelMaroShow.com website, hit Amazon, and you order right there.
And they're there the next day.
Yes.
I'll have them waiting for me when I get home.
It is the best way to do it. It is.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a question of building habit.
Please.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to build habit. Did you eat after you went to the, because this might have something to do with it. The products are there sometimes.
No, I did not eat at the Costco at all.
You didn't have a hot dog?
No,
you didn't have one of those dipped ice cream bars?
No, I went to Wendy's and I got a double on the way. So there was no need to eat at Costco.
Speaking of Wendy's, I wanted to bring this up on the show today because this has very much been on my mind. There is an advertising blitz out there. We're running out of time. We will talk about it when we come back. The advertising blitz is for... Is it Pretzel Buns?
Yes, it is.
Wasn't that your nickname?
Pretzel Buns.
Yeah, in the locker room?
It was kind of a... No, I was actually doing a competing show with Love Lines.
Oh, God.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Michael Merrill Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Losing weight requires a commitment, but I can personally tell you that if you're ready to make that commitment, Weight Not will take care of the rest. Hundreds of my listeners have lost thousands of pounds. I'm here to say it today, since I do the Weight Not commercials, and we get lots of people talking about their success, but when I can talk about mine, 20 pounds today!
Yeah!
20 pounds. It's a nice little number for me. It's kind of the start for me, and I'm very excited about the
fact
that
I have lost. In under 3 weeks?
I've lost 20
3 weeks ago, could you have worn that shirt?
No.
You see? That's a difference in 3 weeks,
huge,
folks.
No. Look at that. And this is still a huge shirt, but I couldn't have worn it. That'll tell you where I was. I really, you know, everybody knows this. In our listening audience, we've got people that have suffered with this dilemma, with the fact that...
You wrestle with it. It's
they
tough.
Try to, but there's never a day, even when I was at my heaviest, that I didn't think about it.
Right.
And one of the things I will tell you about is hauling yourself up a flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to you about that where... between my bad wheel and my Achilles.
How many
and going
times
up,
have you thought about buying a Rambler?
I mean, it was just
something sprawling
one
ranch.
Of those little things where you hit a switch. But really, I went up the stairs yesterday after I took the dogs out, and I was thinking about even that 20 pounds, which is the beginning of my program. This is really, I'm not near where I'm going to be. And doing that and just, you know, why I put myself through that when I've got this wonderful program that can help me lose weight. And it's kind of a deal where you take a left step and then you kind of throw yourself up the stairs.
Yep.
You throw yourself into a chair. You throw yourself into the car because the weight is there and it's significant. We talked about it before when you imagine that weight, you know, get something in a store, go to a box store
four bags of sugar, Mike is down.
Yep.
Like just 3 weeks ago, every time he went somewhere, it was like he was carrying four bags of sugar at
Pick
all
it
times.
Up. And, and you'll know what it's all about. And you'll also see if you go on Weight Not how quickly it can happen and how you can change what's going on. Right now, this month only, Weight Not offering a special savings, $200 for members of the military, government, or teachers. If you want their success stories, go to their Facebook page, Weight Not. Show us what you're made of. And if you're somebody that's just thinking about getting around better, which I have to now that I've got an infant son, check it out, weightnot.com. That's where you get all of your information. Now, speaking of not Weight Not, we're going to go the other direction right here and talk about these ads that I have seen. I wonder about advertising agencies and big food corporations and whether they all join in on the same research pool, because recently I've been seeing all of these ads for the pretzel roll or the pretzel bun.
Pretzel bun, yeah.
Pretzel bun.
And is it all that? And I asked before the show, Oscar is the only one that you've actually had.
I have.
Oh, you've had one too?
Yeah.
Which one?
I thought Oscar was the only one that
I had. The Wendy's pretzel bun burger.
Okay, that's one that they are just hawking like there is no tomorrow. And the reviews?
The bun itself? The burger is fine. The bun is really not remarkable, I think.
Really?
I think, you know what it is? Oscar, help me. I think it's more a color of the bread than anything.
I imagine it also depends on when you get it, because I got mine when it first came out, so the hype was there.
Right.
So psychologically, it's limited time, the pretzel bacon cheeseburger.
Right.
Mm. And I liked it because there's something about the pretzel, and it's almost like the savory and sweet.
Yeah, they do salt. They salt the top of the bun,
so it's salty.
And there is a sweet sauce on this burger, like a honey mustard.
And I enjoy that.
That's not like you do. You like the sweet sauce.
That's always
sloppy. It was a sloppy burger.
It is sloppy. though.
Don't you hate it sloppy?
And then Dunkin' Donuts comes out, and they've got a like sandwich now that's got pretzel. When did the whole pretzel... did I miss that,
about a year
that,
ago,
that phase?
About a year ago, there's this word again. Costco was selling pretzel rolls.
Really?
And I think they might have scored very well, and then people started to follow. Now, where Costco got the idea, I have no idea.
Right.
But they were selling them like a bag of two dozen of them.
That you would use like for a hamburger bun?
Yeah, and we did use them for hamburgers. They're pretty good
there.
Oh,
so you are a veteran of the pretzel bun.
I was familiar with it, yeah.
You are a veteran.
But if you're expecting to bite into it and to be crispy,
It's not. It's like a soft pretzel.
I would bite into it.
It's a good call.
So I would bite into it expecting it to be chewy. Is it chewy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a little doughier than a regular roll.
So it's chewier than a regular roll?
And it does have a little salt on it, right, Oscar?
It does have a little salt.
Here's a foodie term. How's the mouth feel on that sucker?
Unremarkable. Unremarkable. Not different enough.
Mouth feel.
I think if you take the salt out of it, I don't think the mouth feel is that different that you would really notice it.
Well, why don't we turn, if we're going to do...
Taste, definitely. Mouth feel, he might be right.
Yeah.
So what, taste is good or...
Now, the taste, you can definitely notice a difference. But the mouth feel, as far as you enjoying it.
Right.
It's a little different, but not overall.
So which is better, the taste or the mouth feel?
The taste.
The taste.
For me, at least.
I think if you went to a true soft pretzel texture on a hamburger roll,
right,
you'd be chewing your head off all day. Think of the amount of bread you get. Based against the amount of filling,
right,
burger and bacon or whatever,
right,
it would be too heavy. I don't think it can be as heavy as an
actual
pretzel.
I won't be having a pretzel roll or any other roll anytime real soon. But I mean, the fact is that I look at that and I just went, where's all the hype? Where did I miss the party with that? And I guess they're testing it, right? So we don't know how well
they're
it's
both new.
Sell.
I would say that it only came out a month ago or 2 months ago, a month and a half.
I guess all like vendor food like that, pretzels that you get on the street and or at a carnival or something like that, will now be available in restaurant. We get a funnel cake roll. It's the new Wendy's funnel cake roll.
I had a pretzel burger that they just had added to the menu, right, at a exclusive burger joint in Pittsburgh. Where
Burgatory.
Burgatory. When I walked in, I said, oh, I wonder what they had. And it said new, and it said pretzel roll. And I said, oh, I want to take a little page off of Wendy's.
Wendy's and Dunkin' Donuts actually benefit from the fact that they're both promoting the same thing? Makes it a bigger awareness.
Are they related? They're not.
No, I just checked the owners group. Two different groups.
Okay, two different groups.
Yeah. Do you think they were
Dunkin's
aware?
With Baskin Robbins, right? They're associated with Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, but only the donuts taste like Noxzema. The ice cream is still delightful.
Yeah, is Dunkin' Donuts trying to the lunch arena now?
That's where the money is. I can't imagine there's enough money in donuts alone.
Because they're selling sandwiches now.
And for a while, they focused on the coffee. Remember, they were all about coffee.
Mrs. O'Bara may have had a very weak moment. And when I was putting the house down for the night and shutting the lights off, I noticed that there was one of their boxes for a half dozen that happened to be next to the microwave out of sight.
Wow.
So I wouldn't see it. And inside were French crullers. And Mrs. O'Mara informed me that last night, I'm ratting her out here. She looks great. She does. She's so healthy.
Oh, beautiful.
She had enjoyed four French crullers last night.
Wow.
There were only two left. Yes, she did eat the whole half dozen.
Wow, the half dozen box bothers me because that means you could have gotten a dozen.
She comes in last night. She rarely has this this moment during the week. And she says, so I make this wonderful, I defrost some big shrimp, like really huge shrimp that I got on Amazon.
They're about 16 pounds each.
I got these shrimp.
From Dick Queasy's store.
Dick Queasy's.
Yeah.
And I defrost them, and I make them for myself because they're on my Weight Not program. Yes, you can eat. Yes, you can eat shrimp.
This is incredible.
And I make mine, and then I've got a ton. I don't want to just leave them out defrosted or even in the refrigerator. I want to cook them.
Yeah.
Right. So I tell her, I make this like great garlic shrimp for her.
Oh.
And and she comes in, and she...
Kiss
she,
me.
She knocks back a few, and she goes... These taste funny. They taste like there's some chicken. I said, well, I used just a tiny bit of chicken stock.
You need that.
The liquid in the recipe. That's why. But I think you've got the good flavor. And then so she sits down on the couch, and about a half an hour goes by. She said, I'm going to run out. I said, you watch the baby? I said, yeah, I'll watch the baby. She said, I'm running out to McDonald's. And so as
Ouch.
She, and you know how this is when you're on a kind of a rigid program yourself and you're paying attention to it. I said, okay, is she going to be the stand-up woman and eat this in the car?
She's got to eat in the car.
Or is she going to literally bring it into the house?
And eat it in front of you.
And eat it in front of me. And so about 20 minutes later, the dog barks. I know she's home and I hear, I'm like, Oh, great. Good. She walks in and she looks in, comes around the corner. I'm sitting there. Our eyes meet and she says, "What?"
Oh, no.
Naturally.
I said, "Please go out." Yeah. And eat that in the kitchen.
Yeah. Or even better, outside.
Yeah. Back into the car.
Go into the garage. Go into the garage and eat that food. I don't want you to eat that in front of me.
Don't eat it in front of me.
Do not eat that
don't
in front of me.
And donuts?
So I have to ask you, this is the main, because you guys are dancing all around it.
Right.
If you were to go back, would you order the pretzel thing? Would you?
No, I would go back and get my regular.
It's
my
a bust. It's a bust, everybody. It's not going to work
Thank
at all.
God it's only a limited time.
Yeah.
Maybe good. They can free up some space for something good on the menu. Some with a little more bacon.
We have coming up next a very significant statistic in the news, a beautiful story, and a story that will not only educate you on how to live longer, but it's a heart-tugging story, and it's got a little international flavor to it, too. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. I'm here to talk about Hulu Plus, and I will tell you that I was playing with Hulu Plus on my Mac today.
Yeah.
And it really took me out of show prep for a good long time.
Is that why you're running so late today?
Hulu Plus, I signed up for Hulu Plus, and they'll occasionally give me information on some of the new specials they have and the new stuff they've got. And I just got deep into the website because not only does Hulu Plus have the television shows, but Hulu Plus also has movies.
Sure.
And they've got a very, very unique and unusual group of movies.
Motion pictures.
And a movie that just jumped off the page. I just want to say, when I mention this, this is on the Hulu Plus website.
Okay.
But I am not endorsing anyone, certainly not anyone under the age of 21, go and look at this movie.
Maybe even 25.
You really, in fact, even if you're... this is an old movie, an oldie but goodie. And okay. I'm not proud of this.
They have something for everyone.
Well, they have something for everyone. I'm just saying what I watched today.
I know this movie?
Yes.
Will he?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Everybody knows this movie.
All right.
It's old. It's an old movie.
Okay.
I watched on my Mac AirBook, I watched just bits and pieces of I Spit on Your Grave.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And they've got great
That's worth
movies.
A gander.
Look, the nice thing about it, it's so fast.
Yeah.
And we don't talk about this when we talk about Hulu Plus. It's so rapid. You're like, okay, I'll just look at this. And I put it away, never to be seen again. But, if I wanted to, I could have grabbed Downton Abbey and watched season one, which I never watched of Downton Abbey because they've got that on Hulu Plus as well. They've got the great shows like Family Guy. They've got all these wonderful programs. And Hulu Plus allows you to watch anything you want, anywhere you want to watch it. So it's really, really starting to pay dividends for me personally. I love that. I love that service, Hulu Plus.
What I do when I have a long day in Manassas, and I don't want to drive home, which would be the 2 hours around 5 o'clock.
Right.
I'll sit in the office and I'll watch shows on Hulu Plus on my laptop.
What Oscar's talking about is if Oscar's taping one of his shows at night, and he doesn't want to go all the way to the district and all the way, and there you are, you got 2 hours, time to kill. That's
great.
What Hulu Plus Hulu Plus is made for.
Amazing.
Circumstances
so perfect.
Like that. The list is endless, and our listeners get a free trial for 2 weeks. Great shows. You can get all of those 2 weeks for free. Check it out. It's endless. It's a free trial, and it starts the minute you click that banner. And this is such a turbocharged place to get your entertainment that you'll get your shows right away.
Fast.
Don't worry about any of the slow services you might have experienced before. Take control of your TV watching experience. Click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOmeraShow.com or go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Do it right now.
When?
Right now.
Thank you.
The music I'm looking for, right?
I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay, I'll cue you when I want you to start it.
All right.
If Bolivia's public records are correct.
Oh, here we go.
If Bolivia's public records are correct, Carmelo Flores Laura is the oldest living person ever documented. This is true.
This is true. I seen it on the news.
The oldest man in the world is from Bolivia.
Really?
Now, they say, this is according to them, that he turned 123 a month ago. And I will share this story with you if you'd like
Please,
to hear it.
Please, yeah.
The native Aymara, A-Y-M-A-R-A, Aymara.
Aymara!
The native Aymara lives in a straw-roofed dirt floor hut in an isolated hamlet near Lake Titicaca.
I've been to Lake Titicaca.
At 13,100 feet. That is 400 meters.
Yes.
He is illiterate, speaks no Spanish, and he has no teeth.
Hold it. He speaks no Spanish?
He speaks no Spanish.
He speaks Aymara, which would be the native tongue.
Oh, okay.
He walks without a cane and doesn't wear glasses, and though he speaks Aymara with a firm voice, one must talk into his ear to be heard.
Yes.
I see a bit dimly. Maybe I should make it an old man, right? I see a bit dimly.
Yes.
I had good vision before, but I saw you coming.
This is kind of like the first segment where Mike talked about how he had dim vision.
He told the journalists who went to visit him after a local TV report touted him as the world's oldest person.
Yeah.
He hobbles down a dirt path. Flores greets them with a raised arm. He smiles. And like most people in Bolivia, he sits down on a rock.
Have you been around the Aymara?
I have.
You have been around
I have.
Are they mountainous people?
They are. They're the native people. Unfortunately, mostly poor.
Did you sit on a rock?
I've sat on a rock or two in Bolivia.
Wow.
You're going to have to change because we might have the secret here. Think Eric Clapton, major hit.
Oh, okay. I'm with you.
All right.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
He hobbles down a dirt path. He greets them with a raised arm. He smiles and he sits down on a rock. His gums bulge with a cocoa leaf.
I've had a cocoa leaf.
That's what's doing it.
And not like the American dealer cocoa leaf, but the
really?
Cocoa leaf in your... it's called tremate.
Now, what is the difference? I am not well-versed, as people know, in the area of narcotics. Hey, what's your secret to old age, old man? I want to ask you that. Can you tell me what it is? Hey, Carmelo, you're 123 years old. Why don't you tell me what your magical secret is for being 123? Oh, that's easy. It's cocaine.
Carmelo further went on to say he was a top 40 disc jockey in the mid-1980s.
They say he's got a cocoa leaf. It's a mild stimulant and staves off hunger. That's why they chew him up there.
Yes. So I've never chewed the cocoa leaf, but I've had it in a tea that they make
really?
As a child.
Does it wire you?
I don't. Again, when I was a kid, I didn't realize that's what it did. But as I got older and I learned about drugs, I asked my mom if that was really a coca leaf. And she said, yeah, that's what tremate, that's what we drink.
But if they say it's a mild stimulant, obviously the coca leaf would have to be processed way down to make
you
blow,
then,
right?
Now, yes. Look blow at is
Pony.
A different animal.
Look at Pony nodding vigorously. Let's go to our resident drug addict, Pony Boy Bloom. Yeah.
Matt Bloom, how do we turn the coca leaf into booger sugar?
I have no idea how you do it, but I just know that it is a stimulant in the leaf form, but when you make cocaine out of it, it's, you know...
different animal.
A lot more.
Well, yeah, what exactly. You're doing, I would imagine, with the coca leaf, turning it into coca, you're concentrating it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're getting all the, you know, the stimulant properties out of it. You're concentrating it into, you know, into eye powder.
Exactly.
which was used by...
No, you mustn't.
A co-worker of ours. Right.
So
ago.
You chew. You chew it.
Hello. I'm Alan Goodman.
Funny, he doesn't look Jewish.
No. Jonathan, I'm sorry. I was putting some powder in my eyes.
What is the matter with you?
I'm sorry. Hey, statute of limitations. What the hell?
But my feeling is, here we go. Like most Bolivian Highlands peasants, he's been chewing it his whole life.
But yeah. He has no teeth.
He has no teeth, but so he's 123. Just... Well, you wouldn't have any teeth if you were 123.
But
how effective?
How effective is the chewing if all you got is gum?
Well, you probably can, you know, gum it and get the juice out of the thing.
Also, work it, old man. Work it.
Work those gums. With the also interesting fact, and I'm not sure if I can say this in the story, but when you are born in La Paz, Bolivia, or you're born in the Highlands.
Were you born in La Paz?
La Paz.
La Paz.
Yes.
Is it La Paz?
La Paz.
You say the S?
Yeah, well, you say the Z.
La Paz.
La Paz.
You're doing the Castilian pronunciation.
Yes, yeah.
La Paz.
La Paz.
Santa Ana.
It's been chronicled that if you're born there, you're born with larger lungs because it's so high above sea level.
Because the elevation.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what I get is when they say he's been chewing this all his life, I wonder about the whole stimulant property of keeping,
How many coke heads do you know that live 126 or whatever that guy is?
I am not sure. They all die so young because they OD.
So the
people of La Paz are actually born with larger lungs.
Yes.
Do you think that Josh the intern's girlfriend comes from Bolivia?
Whoa!
Boy,
those are great boobs.
Guinness World Records says the oldest living person verified by original proof of birth is Masao Okinawa. Uh-oh, wrong song.
Oh, gosh.
Misao Okawa, a 115-year-old Japanese woman.
The oldest verified age was 122 years and 164 days. Jean Calment of France. He died in 1997.
I think that was a she.
Jean.
Yeah.
Jean Calment of France died in 1997.
But the Japanese lady, Mike, is actually still guilty.
Of being hot.
Of being hot.
Absolutely.
Does Guinness verify this? Because I don't know if the Aymara, like, really, I don't know how they keep records. And I imagine
I thought you were going to ask how they verify it, and I was going to say, what they do is they check the rings around his underwear.
Probably doesn't wear underwear, Mike. He's a peasant.
At what time did Joey Bishop actually fax the material over today?
How are you? Check the rings around his bathtub, huh? How about that? How old is he?
Probably doesn't have a bathtub, Mike. Okay. He's a peasant.
Okay, he's a peasant. Yeah. You've been up there among these Amira.
Yeah, he was up there saying, hey,
the but they're wonderful people, right?
Yeah, but the poor.
But they
the
have
poor.
No bathtub.
But don't they make like, but they don't they like knit ponchos and play the pan flute up there?
I
isn't
mean,
that
if,
what they do?
If that's what you do, and that's very stereotypical, they could do that. But how much money does a pan flute player make?
What are the majority?
I don't know. Is he union?
I'd love, you know, someday, do you think we could do a road trip to Bolivia?
Oh, yeah, my parents have a home there.
Really?
They do. Not very nice.
Would we have fun?
You guys would have a great time.
Why would you not have a good time?
Why would you not have a great time?
Well, because it's frustrating at times. Well, we live in a nice area of La Paz.
Right.
And the city has grown in the last 10 years.
Do they like Americans in Bolivia?
They don't like Americans.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well, it's not like people are going to look at us and say, hey, they're American. We look international.
Yeah, you look German. They love the Germans.
They like the Germans?
Yeah,
I can do that.
Why do they love the Germans?
Well, a lot of people don't like America, unfortunately.
They like the Germans?
Well, a lot of Germans ended up there after the war.
Hiding, you know.
That's right.
Yeah. We can make it a business trip for Rob, a collection.
Okay, if we were
he can display his collection.
I'll wear the helmet.
If we were going to do the show in South America, where would we go in South America?
We would go to La Paz first to check out the capital, and then we would go to Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
Where the most beautiful women in the world are.
And that's Santa Cruz, Bolivia?
Yes. Or if you want to go to the tropics, we go to Trinidad.
Trinidad.
Yeah, which is, or we go to Brazil. Take a boat.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Would you do that?
What is the
South American Odyssey?
Yes.
Yes, I would.
We could go. My parents.
And I'd want somebody who was more knowledgeable than you.
My parents have a place.
How about me?
In La Paz. And then my parents have a place in Argentina. So we could go from Bolivia to Argentina.
Now, Argentina is, now we're talking.
Is that near Argentina?
And if you don't want to go to La Paz, we can even skip La Paz and go directly to Argentina.
No, I'd like to. I got to go back.
You got to go back?
It's been about 15.
I'd love to see where you're from.
What is the signature food of La Paz?
Oh, I would say salteñas.
Do they serve them on pretzel rolls?
Probably do that.
And great Coke, right?
Oh, stop it.
I'm the best.
I'm just kidding.
How dare you?
Guinness spokeswoman.
I haven't slept in 8 days.
Boy, they're a lot. Do you notice, Rob, in publicists and PR people, there are a lot of female Jamies.
Yeah,
like thousands of them.
Yeah.
Guinness, it's not Jaime. It's not that.
He was great on Get Smart, by the way.
Guinness spokeswoman Jamie Pana says it wasn't aware of a claim being filed for the Bolivian. It should be about 100 years old or more, Flores says, but his memory is dim, so we don't know for sure. Flores' 27-year-old grandson, Edwin, says Flores fought in the 1933 Chaco War with Paraguay.
Edwin? Hi, my name is Edwin.
Hello. This is my grandfather.
Grandpapa.
The Chaco War with Paraguay, but he only faintly remembers. The director of Bolivia's civil registrar, Eugenio.
Oh.
Eugenio.
Yeah.
Condori showed the Associated Press the registry that lists Flores' birth date as July 16th, 1890.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Condori said birth certificates did not exist in Bolivia until 1940. Births previously were registered with baptism certificates provided by Roman Catholic priests. So does that mean they can't validate this or not?
Oh, well, I don't know if Guinness is going to sign off.
It's going
that.
To be a leap of faith, but we're all going to go down and sit on rocks and talk about it.
For the state, the baptism certificate is valid, Condori said. He said he couldn't show Flores' baptism certificate to the Associated Press because it is a private document. So anyway, who cares whether he is? They said he probably is if they've got that document.
I would think so. Now, Oscar,
why lie about that? You're up in a mountain chewing on a coca leaf up in the, on a rock. Why are you going to lie about something like
your
that?
Parents'
maybe
place?
That's all you have.
Yeah, do you really care?
Like, we're going to put it over.
Do you think that guy, if he's 123, is going to be sitting there going,
I want to be in the book. I want to be in a book.
You know what? He's got a good point. The family might.
The family might.
Yeah, yeah. The family might be.
Because
yeah.
The family's crafty.
All right, you ready for the, you know, we've said it's the cocaine yeah. that keeps him going, but it's not cocaine. It's the coca. But this is what he attributes his longevity to.
Okay.
He walks a lot. That's all.
So
that's
true.
What he says. This is a quote from him. Quote, I walk a lot. That's all. I go out with the animals. Says Flores, who long herded cattle and sheep, I don't eat noodles or rice. Okay, there's carbohydrates.
And that, you know, and that makes sense because the Chinese restaurant right up the street just went out of business because no one was buying the rice.
I don't eat noodles or rice, only barley. I used to grow potatoes, beans, and oca.
Maybe okra?
Do you know
oka.
What oka?
I don't know. I'm
it's,
a,
it's an Andean thing.
Spell maybe. It.
Yuca.
No, it's O-C-A.
Oh, I don't know that.
So anyway,
sorry.
The water Flores drinks originates in the snow-capped peak of Yampu.
Oh, I don't know that either.
Come on, it's your home country.
Please. Although, Mike, if you eat enough barley,
I told you, I bleed red, white, and blue.
Yampu.
If you make
Yampu, one of Bolivia's highest mountains.
Okay.
If you eat a lot of barley, you'll make a lot of Yampu.
Oh, Rob. This is one that's going to disappoint all of us.
What's okay. that?
He says he doesn't drink alcohol.
Aw, boo.
What a no. jerk.
I think he's lying now.
Well, but he does coke?
Oh, but he imbibed some in his youth. So he doesn't drink it now, but he imbibed in yeah. his youth. So
that's great.
His youth could be 70.
Yeah, he's going to say, well, he had a beer in 1897.
Jeez, that's almost double. It's amazing. Yeah. He's eaten a lot of mutton, and though he likes pork, it is hardly available. He fondly remembers hunting and eating fox as a younger man.
Oh, fox?
Well, now
oh,
we
yeah.
know.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. Now, hey, baby. All
does
right.
he like?
I'm hunting fox this weekend, and when I catch it, I'm going to eat it.
Read back. Does it say he likes pork or likes to pork?
He likes pork.
Oh, he likes pork to eat. I
Flores
understand.
Says he has never been further afield than La Paz, 80 kilometers away, and he has never been seriously ill. He sorely misses his wife, who died more than a decade ago, so I guess she was aww. Old, too. Of their three children, only one is still alive, Cecilio, age 67. There are 40 grandchildren and 19 great-grandchildren, but most have
great.
Left... the town, which is Frasquia, a dozen homes, a two-hour walk from the nearest road.
Wow.
A two-hour walk from the nearest road.
That
you know
sucks.
What? Also, think about disease. If no big disease or cold or flu gets that little town.
Right.
Because, I mean, clearly it's not a destination spot.
Keeps going.
Yeah, people are okay.
But on the other side, if someone stops by with the clap.
To clear them all out.
Done.
I don't drink alcohol. I eat a lot of mutton, and I have never been in the junkie's studio. So it's really sad. It's sad about his wife, but and most of his kids are gone.
Well, then
right
give him the crown. Give him something.
If he's been alive for 124 years, I bet there's been another wife.
Even if you round down, it's fine.
Edwin, who lives next door with his wife and their two children, says his grandfather worked for the rancher who owned Frasquia until 1952. Yep. Kind of the way they roll out
that's
there.
That's how things
like
roll.
Like a guy owns the whole town.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the whole country.
And 1952, the state seized major holdings in a reform. Although electrical power arrived 3 years ago, time seems to have stood still in Frasquia. Peasants still prepare chuno.
Chuno.
What is that?
Or dehydrated and chilled potatoes.
I've had that. My mom actually makes it.
Chuno?
It's chuno.
Is it chuno?
Chuno.
Chuno. Is chuno good?
Chuno is a solid side dish.
Really?
Yeah.
It sounds like powdered mashed potatoes. Dehydrated potatoes.
Like, it looks like an old dirty potato, but it's great.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd try it. And
he was my favorite rapper, Old Dirty Potato.
He passed.
They still till the soil with ox-driven plows. Donkeys bray, sheep and cattle graze. Most everyone is elderly or middle-aged. The young people are mostly gone.
Aww.
So the oldest man in the world, maybe, I don't know if it's going to be official, but maybe from Bolivia, which I think is kind
of
cool.
When we take our trip to south of the border... We must drop it and see him.
Absolutely. And finally, before we go to break, I just wanted to say, people, if you're out there this coming weekend and whenever you're out and about, please, 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 if there's a motorcycle in front of you, give it a little bit of space, please.
More
please.
Than a little bit.
Yeah. Had a moment. Yes,
what happened?
Okay, I'm on my motorcycle, and there's a lady in a Volkswagen that's tailgating me. And what I do when somebody's doing that is I hold up... my fingers, like I'm measuring an inch, and I go, please, give me a little space. And normally people
right.
go like that.
But you hold up The fingers.
I hold up the fingers. It's the only way I can communicate with them. You know, I don't want to do anything violent. And I don't want to get. Now, why are you looking at me crazy like Pony?
Well, because
it's legit. It's. I'm saying, give me. You're too. You're
I'm
too
not
close.
Sure. I'm not sure I would get that.
Yeah. That, yeah no. I'm that looks like the letter finger. C.
Well, she got it because you know what she did? She went like this, like that, roared around me, uh-huh. almost clipping the back of my motorcycle,
boy.
And proceeded to flip me off.
Oh, what a nice lady.
Yes. Again, the response isn't warranted. But this, at 60 miles per hour, could look like the letter C.
Or you're indicating the size of your junk.
Yeah.
Well, neither happened. It's that small. So I caught up to her at an intersection. I pulled alongside. I'm just looking at her. She finally rolls her window down.
Oh, you mean mug her?
And I mean mugged her, and then she rolled down the window.
Is that where you make a man?
And I said,
face,
you know, you cut off the car in front of you right after you were tailgating me. You're going to kill somebody if you keep doing that. Please be careful. Please. And she's like, I said, do you understand what I'm saying? She said, if you keep talking to me, I'm going to call 911. If you say another word, I'm going to call 911 and say you're threatening me.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Have a nice day. Yeah. Have a nice day. And incidentally, where this happened, we were right across from the police station.
Yeah.
And I was like, go ahead. Let's pull in right now.
Right here.
Let's go. Let's get
they
the cops
know
right
me.
Now.
My first God. Name.
That What's is... wrong with you? That's not right.
We're big pants people.
Yes, big pants people.
That is so evil.
And then she looked at me and said, you know, we've had this argument, but I strangely wish to make love to you now. No.
After you've indicated
was she pretty?
No, that's a negative for that one. We're going to take a break. Come back with news you may not need next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Years old.
Wow.
Something to shoot for.
Yeah.
I think I'll have another kid.
You gonna shoot for that?
That's a great idea.
I'll get you a rock.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Encore Insurance Services. They bring you this show every weeknight on 102.9 FM WTNT. If you'd like a free insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They do the work. They compare rates and they help you save. Call them today, 866-347-5748. License and disclaimer info at smartterm.com. Be sure to thank them for sponsoring TMOS Encore Insurance Services at smartterm.com.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
Egyptian authorities on Thursday significantly raised the death toll from clashes the previous day between police and supporters of the ousted Islamist president, saying more than 500 people died, and laying bare the extent of the violence that swept much of the country and prompted the government to declare a nationwide state of emergency and a nighttime curfew. See any of the pictures
of this? It's horrifying to look at, and you know what I keep thinking about?
It really looks like they burned the entire town square. It was pretty amazing
tragic.
To look at.
I hate to focus on one guy, but do you worry about Richard Engel over there?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's
He's
got
right
balls.
In the thick of well, everything
guy's got amazing
all the time
balls.
On NBC.
One of the most famous photographers out there, which is a cameraman,
mm-hmm.
Got shot
yeah.
in the middle of all this.
Yeah, and by a straight
and
bullet.
And killed, by the way.
Because I guess they're using live ammo. The government forces
sure.
using live ammo. They set fire to some of these structures that were inside of the square, and the whole thing was on fire.
A local DC guy.
Really?
That was working for Sky News over there.
That sucks. The death toll, which stood at 525, according to the latest health figures, makes Wednesday by far the deadliest day since the 2011 popular uprising that toppled the leader, Hosni Mubarak. A grim milestone that does not bode well for the future of a nation that's been in turmoil for the past 2.5 years. Health Ministry spokesman Khaled El-Khatib put the number on the injured Wednesday at 3,717.
Wow.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
A lot of people, Mick Dean is the name of the photographer, by
okay.
the way. Our prayers are with his family. Thoughts and prayers. I will say this, that we give them Egypt a lot of money.
Yeah, we do.
In aid, a ton of money.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we still haven't cut it off. They really have to get something together.
Well, the thing is, the alternative, of course, is not good for the United States because you're talking about Islamic Brotherhood. They're the fundamentalists that have ties to Al-Qaeda. So, I mean, who knows? It's a very, very difficult situation over there.
They're all broke over there. They lost all the money in a pyramid scheme.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
There he is. There. That's him.
That's your guy, Rob Mob. That's all. That's your man. That's your leader. That's right there.
That's it. Okay. God, you. Investigators from the NTSB have not yet been able to retrieve the flight recorders from that cargo jet from UPS that crashed on Wednesday. The officials are saying that they are optimistic the cockpit voice and flight recorders will shed light on the cause of the pre-dawn crash. The cause of the accident was not immediately known, and authorities, at least as of doing this taping, have not officially released the identities of the pilot and co-pilot.
Because that is such a common plane.
Yep.
I hope it's not something mechanically oriented.
Yeah, they've had a lot of accidents that particular aircraft,
they
the
have.
Airbus. Darren Young, one half of the WWE tag team, the Primetime Players.
Well, Mike, I think it's actually Primetime Players.
Players.
Yeah. Players. He announced he is gay.
Really?
During an impromptu interview. You know the guy I'm talking about?
I do.
Darren Young, one of the Primetime Players.
Yeah.
He did an interview with TMZ Wednesday.
They are fun to watch. Good wrestlers.
Did it at LAX. That's where I will always. When I come out, I'm going to announce it at Los
Good
Angeles International Airport.
Press conference. You can have the Mike O'Mara banner behind you.
TMZ asked Young whether a gay wrestler could be successful in the WWE. Young responded, absolutely.
That's not how
no,
he
I'm
talks.
Sorry. He responded, absolutely. Look at me, brother. And that's my generic wrestling voice.
Yeah, I like that.
Look at me. I'm a WWE superstar. And to be honest with you, I'll tell you right now, I'm gay and I'm happy. I'm very happy.
That's guts.
I like that.
It's still a sporting event in a way, right?
And he didn't make it all about him because the question was asked of him.
Yeah, right. I think that's cool.
That's
good for
awesome.
Him.
And, it'd be interesting to see if there's any fallout, but I don't think so. I think we're wrecked. Maybe. Keep your fingers crossed. We're actually moving through this. We're
I
moving
like that.
By it.
That's good stuff.
We'll see what happens. Lancaster, Ohio. Police say an instructor at a Central Ohio gun safety class accidentally shot a student. The Columbus Dispatch reports that 73-year-old Terry J. Dunlop Sr.
To be fair, Mike, this was...
What's your name? My name's Terry J. Dunlop Sr. We're going to learn about firearms today.
To be fair, Mike, that was the goofish part of the class, not the gallant part. He was saying goofish shoots his student.
73 years old. He was demonstrating a handgun at a training facility on Saturday when he fired a bullet that ricocheted off a desk and into the right arm of 26-year-old Michael Piemonte.
I think he gets an automatic A, though.
The
I think that's a rule, isn't it?
The so that would be... it would be... Ow! That's how that would sound.
Great theater.
Thank you. Want that again? All right. So
what we do here is we want to show how you... Now, this is a 38. You got it's one of the best guns that you can have.
Ow! That's how that would have sounded. The 38 caliber bullet hit him between his elbow and his armpit. Says many of the students in the class were nurses who helped stabilize him before he was transported to a Columbus hospital. Piemonte tells the newspaper it appears Dunlap didn't know the gun was loaded.
Well, that's one of the things. I guess it was in the next chapter. Because you're working through the textbook.
It's what you want your gun instructors to not know that there's one in the chamber. Dunlap hasn't responded to requests for comment. I think if he requests, if you get a comment from him, it'll probably be like, man. He put his hand up in the air.
Too
and just
many.
Said, Maz, he's closing the door. Maz!
Get off my lawn!
No way. They're listing the shooting as accidental. You think?
Could be. Right.
Earlier this week, 29-year-old Johnny Gooden Jr. of College Station, Texas.
What's have that name again?
Johnny Gooden Jr.
He's Johnny Gooden's boy.
Of College Station, Texas, walked into a Chase bank branch in Bryan, Texas, and told the teller one hell of a story. Johnny told her he'd just been adopted by Michelle Obama.
It just happened? What a lucky day.
Yes, specifically Michelle. He didn't mention his new dad, President Obama.
Well.
He said Michelle reached out through Facebook and adopted him. So because he was now a part of the Obama family, he was hoping to withdraw some money from their account.
Perfect. You know what? It's right under the poke button. It's the adopt button.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not sure why he thought a random Chase bank in Texas would have access to the Obama's account, but maybe it's the best thing not to apply logic here. The teller called the cops, and when they got there, they found Johnny had outstanding warrants.
Shocker!
Wow! For resisting arrest and assaulting a public servant. He also had some reefer on him, and he was arrested.
kids.
Wow.
Way to go, Johnny.
She shouldn't have adopted that one.
No, that was a pot scheme.
I saw this video. I guess he's okay. Thank God. We can all breathe a sigh of relief. Tom Brady hurt his left knee during a joint practice between the Pats and the
But how's
Bucks
his
yesterday.
Face? How's his face?
He's going to be fine.
Not the moneymaker.
It's the same knee he hurt in 2008 that kept him out for the season. An MRI was negative. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Sources say he'll probably be back on the field practicing today, so it's a minor injury. Authorities say former Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleiss has been charged in Nevada with possession of marijuana with intent to sell. The Nye County Sheriff's Department, I always love that Sheriff's Department.
Nye
on 40 years. I've been a handgun instructor for nigh on 40 years. Ow!
Oh, that poor student.
They said they found nearly 400 marijuana plants growing in and around her home in Pahrump.
Pahrump?
Pahrump,
that's
Nevada.
That's a good sighting.
Fleiss was not arrested. No telephone listening could be found. KVVU-TV Fox 5 said deputies arrived at her address looking for a woman wanted. Instead, they allegedly found marijuana plants in the backyard. Fleiss was spotted walking home from a nearby house.
Wow.
That's interesting. Authorities say she told officers she had been growing marijuana without a license and said she intended to sell to a co-op in Las Vegas.
Is it legal there?
I'm not quite sure.
Wow.
I'm not quite sure.
Wow, it looked like the basement of the bar in Shameless.
Fleiss's boyfriend, RJ Diaz, was also taken into custody.
That's not in the
police
story.
Police said 158 marijuana plants were found in her backyard and 234 nearby in the house next door.
Wow. That's great bud.
That's pretty scary. And now a little something-something, gentlemen. This is going to take me a while. Bear with me here.
All right.
Meet Devin Langford. While handcuffed in the back of a patrol car following a drunk driving arrest, the 23-year-old Floridian attempted to urinate out the window of a moving car.
I've never done this.
An audacious effort that failed miserably when Langford misaimed and showered the cruiser's interior with urine, according to the police report.
That's bad.
That's what the guy says when he's in back of the cruiser.
Okay.
They lock him up. He's already failed the sobriety test, so he's going to jail. He says, I'm very, very sorry I have to pee in the back of your car. I did not want to pee in the back of your car. Trust me. That's a quote from the guy.
Yeah, trust.
Then when when the officer says, no, please.
You cannot do that.
Please don't do it. He says, and finally the guy's imploring him. He says, okay, if you have to, go in the back of the car.
Yeah.
He says, I'm going to try to aim out the window.
Oh, my God.
Though the officer advised him this was not the right thing to do, he
Good
proceeded
advice.
To pull down his trousers, kneel on the back of the seat, and attempt to urinate out the rear passenger side window of the patrol vehicle while it was in motion. Unfortunately for all involved, he misaimed, resulting in getting it on everything.
Yeah, sure. A mess.
And if they had cameras in back of the cruisers, perhaps we could have been treated to some streaming video.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I'm here all week. There we go.
Take a break, come back with the audio vault right after this. Love, you know it. So when did you ungrow it and decide that you would find another man? Man, oh man, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back, everybody. Everybody's telling me on Facebook about their amazing purchases on Amazon, and I really appreciate it. And I'll have more of those for you next week. But really, thanks for sharing, because a lot of you are supporting the show the best way you can, which is by going to the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page and getting all your wonderful stuff. And just amazing detail with kooky, crazy things. I got about 9 of them yesterday. I'm putting them all together. And next week on the show, I will be sharing with you all of your offbeat purchases on Amazon.
I know one from memory, and it's not offbeat. It's just great. Ernie Keaton, who listens to the show every day. Ernie says he's getting most of his groceries through Amazon now because it's easy, it's cheap, and he doesn't have to carry them.
That's right.
It just makes sense.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
And there's some great ones. I'm going to share those with you. I'm sorry I didn't do that today. It's been a very busy 24 hours. Please, today and every day, save money and support the show. Just click the Amazon link at MikeOMaraShow.com and bookmark it and drop me a line on Facebook and let me know exactly what you're getting, the unusual items you're getting on Amazon. Not everything you're buying. Okay, we don't want that.
No. We'll spotlight the funny.
The weird ones.
Right.
Things that we might not expect.
Or
unusual.
Big items. Like you can buy a fridge on Amazon.
Or a car.
Or an elephant.
If you buy a car. Can you buy a car on Amazon?
I'm sure you could buy something.
Well, who knows? We'll have to see. Let's open up the audio vault for Thursday, August 15, 2013. Rob Spiewak.
Just go to the Amazon search bar and type in something with wheels.
Bentley, Tesla.
Now, I know you played these records a lot when you were at the Edge, but do you know the name Alan Lanier or Lanier?
No.
We just lost him. He was a guitar and keyboard player for Blue Oyster Cult, founding member of the band, dead at age 66, dead of COPD.
Oh, that's a,
complicated
that's
a, by smoking. Smoking, folks.
Right.
Don't smoke.
Yeah, amen. Don't do that, really.
But two great records. Man. This is an ultimate great record. Yeah. I know you've got to be burned on it because you played it a few times.
I still love it.
I have the Napoleon sound when I hear this. Yeah. What song? What's the name of Fear the Reaper? Don't Fear the Reaper?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Don't Fear the Reaper. And my reaction every time I say, hey, we're going to play Don't Fear the Reaper, I go, oh.
But that's not the song's fault.
No.
And if you fill out
the fact that the song has been played 1 billion times.
If you're filling out your music logs, remember there's an umlaut over the O in oyster, so it's actually Blue Oyster Cult.
Oyster Cult.
Really? Well, I mean, if you're spelling it right.
Dankeschön. Yeah.
And he was a keyboardist, guitarist, and I love this one too.
Sorry.
Mike O'Mara, not a classic rock enthusiast at this point.
I used to play this as Maverick.
Good for you.
But you know
I'm
what?
I'm burned out for you.
There had to have been a time when you actually liked the record.
Nope.
Really? Not even when it first broke?
I'm sorry. I hate to be... I don't like to speak ill of the dead, and my thoughts and prayers go out to his family.
Yes.
But, my God, I'm not a cult fan. I do not like Blue Oyster
Cult.
We
had this on cart on Southern New England's hottest rock.
Yeah.
Power 88.
Good cart. It's probably a 4.5 minute cart. Yeah.
It's just so... It's safe. It's safe. Everybody plays it.
Yes, but in its day, it was a great record.
Okay.
All right. Let me play something like Yahoo.
Yeah.
You like that website?
I love that band.
It's a great... Yahoo's not a band. It's
okay.
A website.
Sorry.
They did the hottest summer songs, and normally that's very jive, but I like how they did it. They actually did it in a bracket, like the 64 basketball teams, where songs beat songs and beat songs beat songs. Here are the top four results from hundreds of thousands of votes. At number four, top summer song, The Go-Go's.
I'm surprised at that.
I didn't think it would go this. I didn't think it would make the final four.
And already strikes me. Well, this is people voting, correct?
That's true. That's true.
You never know what's going to happen.
Yahoo
but, I mean,
users.
It does. It is simple. It associates people with something positive, and I think that's why people go, you know, we used to play it when we'd be going on vacation in the summer, so maybe that's why.
At number three, Katy Perry and Snoop Dogg. And I do like this record.
Well, it's also, it would tell me that the survey skewed a little younger because it's more of a recent song, but I love this song.
And by the
absolutely way, love this song.
Stay tuned. I think maybe tomorrow we'll announce our plans for our special Labor Day show.
We've got a very special Labor Day Friday show. It's a Friday bonus show.
That you'll love.
Rob and I are going to be playing the hits for you, and you can get involved in it, and we're very excited about that's coming up the Friday before Labor Day weekend.
I love the fact that you said you think the survey must have skewed younger when you hear record number two. I so hate this.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
Sounds like a hangover. Horrible.
I'm a parrot head. I'm a parrot head.
Oh, I love parrot.
I love to party. I get drunk at concerts. I'm a parrot head.
Did you buy a margarita machine?
I get a margarita machine with the Jimmy Buffett logo on it. I'm wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Happy people.
And I'm wearing a straw hat.
Hate it.
I'm a parrot head.
You're such happy
people. Oh, you have a bar? We want to take your bar over, and you got to be really, really special to us because we're so special.
Hey, what about Cheeseburger in Paradise? You can go to that franchise if you want.
Cheeseburger in Paradise, and I've been around a song, and I got my own jet, and I write books, and I'm a major corporation, but I haven't had a hit in years because that's the creative process I don't involve, but I'm a cheeseburger and a businessman.
What?
I read his book.
I'm not.
No, you read it was Warren Buffett.
No. A pirate.
Oscar
50.
Never met any money he didn't like. Oh, cheeseburger in Bolivia. Bolivia.
I'm holding my hand. The number one summer song of them all.
Okay.
It goes without saying. It's the Beach Boys, of course.
If everybody had a nose across the USA.
So those are your top summer jams, Oscar.
Yeah, anything deeper in there that was decent? I mean, they're all decent songs. I like them all.
And you know what? It's the same jive, 30 records every year.
Kokomo.
Yeah, Kokomo is not a good song. Stop.
It just really makes me clamor, and maybe this is what all people that are in their 50s go through. It makes me clamor for something special now.
Don't get it very often.
Amazing now.
You know what?
When was the last time we had a decade artist, an artist that would last for 10 years that was spectacular?
Blurred Lines, Robin Thicke has the number one single and the number one album. Hasn't happened in a long time.
And it's a great song. And you know what? But here's the thing. In order for that to be what I'm asking for, Blurred Lines would have to be followed up by 11 more blurred lines.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to do it. No, it doesn't happen anymore.
He would need to be a Madonna or a Billy Joel
now,
or someone like that.
I'd love to be proven wrong, but I don't think Robin Thicke's the cat.
But to have a number one song and a number one album is so rare now.
And it's harder now because of the way the music industry has sort of spread itself
and
in.
And here's the thing. As much as I do love that song, and I think the song's got every element you need for a hit record, I will say this, that is as good a song. It was also a wonderful marketing campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Very well planned.
When they hit that viral video with the topless women on it, that's what put that song on the map.
You're right.
Not the music. That's what put that song on the
map. You're right. All right. It certainly gave it a leg up. I close with a clip from Sky News in Great Britain. Let's go to Nick Collins live at Wembley Stadium. Watch your step, Nick.
But he's a man in form. He was man of the match here at the Community Shield game.
He fell totally out of frame.
Oh, no.
Now, that's the kind of thing that never happens to you in live television. But it obviously happened to Nick there. We shall go back to Wembley just as soon as Nick Collins tells us he's okay and fit to broadcast. Stay
he was
us.
Okay and back on the air in 5 minutes. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
He fall down, go boom.
Oh, Nick Collins.
That's it. We got to get out of here. My sincere apologies to all the Jimmy Buffett fans. I actually love his music.
Not me.
Today's show is brought to you by Patriot Harley-Davidson. Go to our website, click on Oscar Ride if you want to join Oscar in the Rider's Edge program at Patriot. They are a terrific, terrific dealership, and Oscar's going to be taking the class, and he wants to take it with you. That's Oscar Ride at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Absolutely.
And let's sign up a bunch of people today. We'd
do
love
it.
To do that. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we got a bonus hour tomorrow and lots of great stuff on that as well. And also, if you want to send... Oh, I'm running out of time.
You are. Five.
Oh, bye-bye. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Before we shut off the mics and call it a day, remember to grab your extended free trial of Hulu Plus, a special offer just for our listeners. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click the Hulu Plus banner and start watching all your favorite shows right now. Or you can go to HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Again, that's HuluPlus.com/TMOS. Or click the Hulu Plus banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.